Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Master Mirva Ingeri, and I'm very honored to be here with you today, and I'm honored to be a disciple, worldwide representative, and a divine endowed channel of Dr. and Master Shah. Welcome to this live chanting session on Dr. and Master Shah's Soul Healing Miracles chanting channel. I welcome each of you live with me on tv.drshah.com, as well as each of you listening to this on Blog Talk Radio. Those of you who are live on the channel, you can interact with me through the chat. And on Blog Talk Radio, you can place comments and I will reply to those. So this session is about improving our finances and daily business. We cover all aspects of life. You have just done a session with Master Robin and beloved May on chanting for the animals, nature, and more. And we are at the time of nature changing at the moment. We're at the time of a new season, which is just wonderful, because it's a wonderful time to adjust our soul, heart, mind, and body to be in alignment. With the nature. When you align yourself with the nature, you can align yourself with the Tao, following nature's way. This is such a beautiful concept, and can be easy, can be more challenging, depends how you look at it. If we think about it from the perspective of eating what food is in season, that's one way to be aligned with nature. And before the time of import and export, it was much easier because you just ate what was in the shops. Now we have fruit and vegetables being brought in and out of countries. It's much more difficult to distinguish what is in season, for example. But this is one way. Eating, you know, lightly when it's summer, and eating heavier foods when it's winter. It depends what the winter is like, depends what the summer is like, because there are such huge differences between East, Northern and Southern Hemisphere, for example. So right now we very much have autumn here in Toronto. We're in the Northern Hemisphere, and it was so amazing because I was only talking about this to you on Friday here on the Chanting Channel. Then Friday afternoon came, and this huge, intense rain came about. It was raining so much and so hard, and all the leaves were falling down, and it was like really heavy rain, proper rain. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, the autumn weather really sank in. But even though I had only just a few hours before spoken to you about the seasons and being in alignment, it took me by surprise. So it's quite hilarious how the human mind, you know, looks at things and expects this and that and doesn't expect that and this and all kinds of things. So I had to remind myself, going, well, this is autumn, you know, this is it. So notice, like now I'm looking outside the window and the sun feels so, so far away. It's like I can see it just a little teeny bit in the horizon. But it feels very, very far away. And it's already 7:15 in the morning, whereas in summer the sun would have been up quite some time ago. So autumn is the time of letting go. The nature, all of nature is preparing to let go, to prepare for the rest of the winter. So here, for example, you know, you see now all of the leaves falling off the trees that are not evergreen, that shed their leaves. They are now definitely heavily coming down and preparing. So the trees are preparing. Whereas if it's spring for you, it's going to do the opposite. I'm very aware that some of you are here from Australia, where it is the opposite season. Good morning, Shanice. Good morning, Nisha. And good morning, Mary. Good morning, Rebecca. Wonderful, you are all here. Great. So Shanice is asking, she's saying, good thing, Master Mera. I'm not sure what that is, but question, do you know any fall fruits beside apples? Well, even apples actually belong to late summer, which late summer is the time of harvest. In the circle, in the cycle of five elements, there are five seasons. We tend to think of four seasons, but we have spring, summer, late summer, autumn, and winter. They're the five seasons. So spring belongs to wood element, summer belongs to fire. Late summer, which is the time of harvest, belongs to earth element. Autumn belongs to metal element, and winter to water element. So every element has its own season, and late summer is the season where it can be still really hot like summer, or on some days it can feel like autumn, but it's not quite there yet. So that's a trickier one, but there is that fullness, that ripeness of nature in late summer that is very different from the heat of the midsummer, the height of the summer. Does that make sense? There are a lot of berries, Shanice, berries that grow in the forest that can sort of also be late summer. Okay, Serena is saying, good morning from England, Master Mera. I feel blessed to be here with you. We are blessed that you are with us. Can soul relate to the way of eating correctly, following nature? We have also had same weather here in England. Much rain when autumn is truly here in England. Yes. Good. Abundance says, good morning. Delighted to be here. Wonderful. So if we think about autumn being part of the metal element, the organs that relate to metal element are the lungs and large intestine. So the lungs open up on the body through the skin. So the skin, you know, we even talk about the skin breathing. So the skin breathes just like the lungs do. The skin is very porous. We perspire through the skin. That is a way of the body breathing. It lets go through the skin. The lungs, the emotion that relates to the metal element is grief. So if we don't heal our grief when we are grieving, if we don't let it go through its natural cycle and then finally be complete with it, it is stored most often in the lungs. So we can have all kinds of lung conditions. Now the large intestine, we don't so much talk about the function of the large intestine, but in the Soul Healing Miracle, Spock Master Shah talks a lot about the five elements. And in a very powerful way, much deep wisdom is here. But he doesn't very often talk about the yang organ, the pear organ, which in this case is the large intestine. Now, the function of the large intestine is to discrete waste, whatever has not been utilized from our food for the nutrition of the body. It discretes the waste from the body. So very organically, the function of the large intestine is to let go. It lets go of the waste. So autumn is actually a time of letting go. So many of you, especially if you're down under, you know, a plan for spring clean, and you know, spring is the time of new beginnings. So the cycle is really quite beautiful, because in autumn, if you let go, then in winter you get to rest, relax, deeply rejuvenate in the rest, in the stillness of winter. Then spring comes along and you're ready for the new beginning. You're ready for the cycle to begin. And many people at the end of the winter are actually eagerly awaiting for the cycle to begin again. So it's very, very useful to really connect with the nature of autumn and the letting go. Many people, we have so many attitudes and mindsets about seasons. Many people have decided somewhere that they do not like autumn, because it's wet and damp and it's cold, and we go, ugh. But why? Why don't we harness that nature is giving us this opportunity to really release and let go? You can release a lot of emotions. You can release negative attitudes, negative mindsets, negative beliefs. You can release ego. You can release attachments. And this way, cleanse and release your emotional body, your mental body. You can do so physically as well. Like, look at the place where you live in. Look at what are all the things you have collected. Can I let these things go? Bookshelf is one thing where people collect lots and lots of books. I've had to cull through my books so many times in this lifetime. And it's incredibly cleansing to go through one's bookshelf and let go of books. That can be tough. If you're someone who likes to buy books, which I used to be, I used to go to bookstores and I would always come home with a new book. Then I would end up with this pile of books next to my bedside table that I hadn't yet read. Then I finally had to decide I wasn't allowed to buy any more new box because I wasn't allowed to grow that pile. Many people can have attachments to books, so to go through the bookshelf can be a tough challenge. Yet it can be incredibly cleansing, purifying, and transforming. So we're going to practice this week connecting with the seasons. And especially, I'm going to focus on the metal element. I'm going to focus on what it is that we can let go of. Okay. Anne-Marie from Australia is here. Welcome, Anne-Marie. Wonderful. Shanice is saying, yes, that makes sense. I was not aware of the seasons going with the five elements. We learn something new every day. Thank you. Yes. Yes, they do. Let me see. Do we have the... I can't remember. In Divine Soul Songs on page 200 is the table of everything that goes with the five elements. I don't think the same table is in this book. Because Master Shah repeats that table in few books. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So because it is a Monday today, we're going to build our foundation. We're going to build the foundation once again for the week. And especially those of you who have been on webcasts with Master Shah. It was another big weekend here in Toronto. We just had a wonderful, wonderful weekend with most beloved Master Peter. He did so many incredible blessings for all of us and spent hours yesterday delivering very special crown chakra blessings. So we're very, very, very blessed to have had him here. So great. I can see that Eric has written, please release all traces of emotional shocks, grief, despair, powerlessness, insecurity, loneliness from my system. Please release all personal ancestral karma related to loss, separation from loved ones. I'll see if I can. Okay, that was the end of his request. That is an excellent request for this season. That's why I read through that. So write as many requests here like that. That is just wonderful, great, good example. Okay, so let us connect with heaven, and then we'll do a deeper practice. So we'll connect with the greatest light from the back of the book. Welcome, Kane, and welcome the Robinsons family. Wonderful. Welcome, love, peace, harmony. Good. So close your eyes. Sit up straight, as straight as you can. Stretch the top of your head, your crown to be aligned with your ceiling, with heaven. The crown is the gate to heaven. It is called the Tianmen. The Huiyin at the base of your spine is called the Di Men. It is the gate to Mother Earth. Align these two to be in perfect alignment. Visualize the golden light coming in through your breath into your lower abdomen. Feeling in your abdomen. Deeply relaxing. Gathering all your focus, whatever it was that you did before, gathering all of your energy, your focus into your lower abdomen. And repeat after me. Dear beloved divine, dear the Tao, all layers of heaven, the Wujita Tao, the source, beloved Master Shah, the soul of the chanting channel, 30 trillion saints serving here, all of our spiritual fathers, mothers, teachers, and guides in all layers of heaven as well as here on Mother Earth, all of the Taoist saints, gurus, lamas, siddhas, bodhisattvas, and saints, the Da Bei Zhou, Guan Yin, Jesus, Mary, Buddha, Allah, all holy men and women, all holy beings, wisdom figures, ascended masters, kahunas, all indigenous elders and leaders of each country on Mother Earth at this time and beyond, all source lingua calligraphies and Tao soul light paintings, all treasures of all humanity. We love you, honor you, and appreciate you, deeply respect you. Please join us in this session. Please bless every soul here in physical form, as well as in soul form. Please bless the 74,456 requests made on this channel at this time, and all those requests yet to be made during this hour. Bless every requester and every soul that they've been made for. Thank you so very much. Please come and sit in our Zhong. Please help us to develop a strong foundation to be solid and grounded. Please help us to align with the five elements, with the five seasons, and more. To be in alignment with nature, to follow nature's way. Please align our soul, heart, mind, and body to follow the Tao. Follow the Tao and flourish. We're deeply honored and grateful. Thank you so very much. And now we call all souls to come and be of service. Dear soul, mind, and body of all souls in all universes, stars, moons, planets, galaxies, solar system, all organizations in the physical world and in the virtual world. Love you, honor you, and appreciate you, deeply respect you. Please come and join this session. Come and chant with us, meditate with us. Let us transform the consciousness of all souls. Let us heal together, transform together. so all souls may join as one and we may become the embodiments of love, peace, and harmony in all our interactions. Thank you so very much. And we'll sing love, peace, and harmony in the four languages. Mandarin, English, and once in your chosen language. Please join me. Lula. Join hearts and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Rakas tan sirentani. Cielo ani rakastan koko ihmis kunta liita sydämet ja sielut yhteen rakkaus rauha ja rakkaus, rauha ja harmonia. How, how, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So welcome, Lex from Australia. Love you. Lovely to have you here. Good morning, Thea. Welcome, Thea. Yes, Master Shah Sunday Divine Blessings once again went for hours, yes. when he's on a retreat mode, he's on a retreat mode, and we get this long Sunday Divine Blessings as well. Okay, so let's see. I can see Shanice has written a few requests there, which is wonderful. So keep writing your requests. These are very good. It's so very good to write your requests. Yes, good. I can see Kane is asking for all kinds of soul memory blockages to be removed. Good. It's a little hard. I can't see the very first request. Whatever is at the top. Okay, Goran. Please bless the alignment and purification of my body systems after receiving Beyond Words Tao Ching Summer Body Transplants. Yes, very good. It's very important to integrate after you receive divine and Tao and source blessings. So we are now going to do a practice to build our foundation, and we'll turn on all of our treasures. So Goran, you can turn on your treasures and really practice for yourself. This is very, very important. So we're going to use the greatest light, and we can ask for all of these things. So place your hand on the greatest light calligraphy, which is figure 23 in the Soul Healing Miracles book. So place your right hand on the calligraphy. If you do not have a book, or if you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, you can just call on the soul of the calligraphy that I have in my book. I will ask my calligraphy to serve you particularly. So place your right hand on the calligraphy and place your left hand on your navel. And close your eyes. We already asked all of heaven to sit in our abdomen, so they are already there. So close your eyes and visualize the golden light in your abdomen. And repeat after me, dear soul, mind, body of the greatest light, Da Guan Ming, source Lingguan calligraphy and source mantra, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Please create a strong foundation for me. Please ground, balance, harmonize the yin and yang in my body, the five elements in my body. Please integrate all frequency and vibration that I have just received. And now you can say, go around like from your treasures you've received from this weekend. If you have been with Master Shah, I was with Master Peter, I received many blessings. So all of the blessings I have received, please balance, harmonize, integrate, ground whatever your request is, and more. And you can add anything special for yourself. Please help me to align with the Tao, align with the nature, align with this season. Thank you so very much. And visualize the golden light inside your abdomen. And we will chant Da Guan Ming. Da Guan Ming. Da Guan Ming. Da Guan Ming. Da Da Dark one wing, dark one wing, great as light, great as light, great as light, great as light. Dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, great as light, great as light, great as light, great as light, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, great as light, great as light, great as light, great as light.
Now, if you have the calligraphy, I'm going to ask you to now trace the calligraphy. If you do not, you just continue to connect with the soul of the calligraphy and chant. So place all your fingers together and trace while you chant.
Dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, great as light, great as light, great as light, great as light. Dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, great as light, great as light, thy great as light, great as light, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, dark one meaning, great great as light, great Okay, so I'm going to now offer a blessing. Whatever it is that you need to prepare yourself for the season that you are in. Okay, so some of you have written great requests there. I'm going to read those in a moment. Excuse me, Friday I was purifying my sinuses and I was fine on the weekend. And then yesterday it started again, so I'm adjusting to the seasons. So, excuse me. So you can place the dark one ming on your lungs now, if you're on the northern hemisphere. If you're in the southern hemisphere, so Lex and Kane and Anne-Marie, place it on your liver. Place the Da Quan Ming on your liver, because the liver is the organ that connects with spring, and it's spring for you. So place it on the organ. If you're on the radio show or you don't have the book, I'll ask the Da Quan Ming calligraphy in my book to bless your lungs or your liver. And this blessing is to help you better align with the season. And to receive this blessing, you need to share after the blessing, okay? Because to share is to serve. So close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Open your heart and soul to receive this blessing as it is appropriate for you at this time, to align you with the season, to align you better with the Tao, as it is appropriate for you at this time, for your highest divine good. You.
Thank you, Da Guan Ming, Source Lingo and Calligraphy, Source Mantra. Thank you, Divine. Thank you, Tao. Thank you, Master Sha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So take a deep breath in. Move your body. Move your sides, your ribs, your hips, your shoulders. Make circles. Stretch, whatever you need to do that feels comfortable for you. Stretch your neck, stretch your shoulders. Wonderful. Good. So I look forward to reading your shares from the session and from the blessing. Shanice is asking, yes, exactly, to better align with the season. Good. Rebecca is asking to connect more deeply and consistently with compassion. That's a great request. Shanice also asking for cash flow. Good request. Maureen is asking for children, family, five organs or system structures connected to. Wonderful. All aspects. Great. Sorry, it's so slow for me to read this on my little iPad. The arrow goes like ding, ding, ding. So slowly. Great. And Kristen is asking blessings for her family. Wonderful. Great requests. Good. Thank you, Kathleen. It's my honor to serve. So also, when you align with the nature, it's just not just the physical nature. But if you think about aligning yourself with the Tao is the way of all life. It's all of the universal laws and principles. So when you align and follow nature's way, you align your businesses, your business, your service, you align your finances, whatever is nature's way. You align everything, basically. This is why the first a couple of lines is follow Tao, flourish. Go against Tao, perish. No business can exist if you go against nature, if you go against the Tao. Finances will not flourish, will not flow if you push against the natural laws and principles of all life. So that's why it is the most important principle for all aspects of life. So thank you for being here with me. I'm very honored to have been with you today. We have come to the end of our time. So tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to explore the connection with the season more deeply and what it means for our daily business, for our service, and finances. to go through some important concepts, to go through healing, to go through life transformation for you, as well as your relationships and your loved ones. So it's been my great delight to connect with you on this beautiful autumn morning. It may be a spring evening for you if you're at the other end of beloved Mother Earth. So let us close our practice together by saying three times, love you, love you, love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful, a blessed day, everyone. And I'm going to wait for your shares to come through and read them. Have a wonderful day. Explore how you are in alignment with the season, or where you may not be, as the case may be. Just check, observe, and witness what is true for you. I look forward to hearing your sharings tomorrow, what your discovery process was today. Love you, love you, love you. Have a wonderful, blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye.